WB9YPA-KI9NG. That's fascinating. So that's where I'd heard it before, was the Coco. I love watching some of these retro computing YouTube channels. And no, man, no way. I'm not going to code in assembly, that's for sure. That's too much. That's too much for me. I stick to my Arduinos. I've got a little project in mind that might be, it's going to be simple, like way simpler. The SA818 module, right, with its castellated, I would like to make a board and take a Raspberry Pi compute module and an SA818 module and put them both on the same board and then build a little enclosure for it, right? It would be an all-in-one, really lightweight. Oh, it would need to have battery management, so that way the battery could be in the box with it, right? And USB-C power delivery for charging the battery. So those would be the three. It'd just be three modules with the supporting circuitry for it. That's where I'm at in my level of expertise when it comes to electrical engineering. But yeah, I take it you've been doing it for a while there, huh?
Well, when I was going to school, I graduated in 1975 from this little school in Valparaiso. It was called Valparaiso Technical Institute. And when I went there, I hated computers. I despised computers. And that was basically because, you know, the computers can be used for wrongdoing. You know, they can, you know, they use them for, you know, keeping tabs on everybody and that kind of stuff. And I saw that coming way back when. And it was a course on Fortran and that kind of stuff. And I was flunking that course because I couldn't stand the way the teacher was teaching it. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I have to pass the school. I've got to graduate. And there was this guy. He was a ham, and he went to school there. John Schlegel. And his original call was WA3MVM. And I went to John. I said, John, I don't understand any of this. I says, I hate this. But I says, I want to graduate. Can you help me? And John says, sit down. And so in about 2 hours of his time, and I'm getting into the thing about maybe a half hour into him explaining this to me, and it's all of a sudden the light bulb comes on, and I'm like, you're kidding. It's this simple?